From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. On Capitol Hill today, lawmakers began duking it out over next year's federal budget. Automatic cuts are already in place that would slash the Defense Department by hundreds of billions of dollars, cuts that many in Washington want to avoid. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, a debate today in the House became a proxy for this year's big fight for the hearts and minds of voters.
Here are some facts. If lawmakers do nothing before January 2nd of next year, automatic cuts worth about $100 billion will lop off huge chunks of the Pentagon's budget and force down spending on other government programs. Almost no one thinks the cuts should be allowed to take effect. Not the president, not the Republican Speaker of the House, not the Democratic leader. How to replace the cuts? That's where the fighting begins. Today's bill, written by Republican budget guru Paul Ryan, would reverse those military cuts, instead slashing the budgets for food stamps, free and reduced school lunches, Meals on Wheels, and other social welfare programs. Florida Republican Alan West called it a matter of priorities.
Do we want to have more people dependent upon entitlements coming from the federal government? Or do we really want to make sure we are staying with one of our premier responsibilities, and that is to provide for the common defense?
The bill would also save money by requiring federal workers, including Congress, to pay more into their pension programs and by holding down spending on Medicaid, health care for the poor. Republican Budget Chairman Paul Ryan.
Let's go back to the American idea of an opportunity society with a safety net that doesn't keep people in poverty, but gets people out of poverty onto lives of self-sufficiency.
Now, here's how the Democrats describe the bill.
Today, we are debating nothing more than the latest political talking points for the Republican Party.
Ohio Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur said that with a veto threat from the White House and a democratically controlled Senate, this bill is a work of fiction. It's not actually going anywhere.
So instead of focusing on economic growth and job creation, the Republicans decided to protect their rich friends and slash the programs that the most needy in our country depend upon.
Throughout today's debate, both sides returned to the same issues. Democrats called Republicans miserly and cold-hearted. Republicans called Democrats wasteful and pandering. It was as if a presidential campaign parade was marching across the House floor. But here's a reality check. Those drastic military cuts all those lawmakers are desperately trying to avoid, they themselves are the ones who put them into law. They did it last summer, after months of fighting over deficits and spending priorities. The cuts, or budget sequestration, as it's called, were supposed to be drastic and scary, in hopes of goading the supercommittee, remember the supercommittee, into finding other bipartisan cuts. But the supercommittee failed, and, says Vermont Democrat Peter Welch, all budget debates will fail until both parties change their rhetoric.
What we face is a practical problem, not an ideological battle. And in the House, every issue becomes an ideological issue that is fought to the death, rather than a practical problem where we look for progress.
It's a budget, says Welch, not theology. Today's debate was almost a meta fight. Congress trying to undo the knots it tied last summer. The result in this election year is likely to be an even more snarled tangle. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.